It's Neil Atkinson joined by Ken Early. We're going to take our starting point for this conversation to be a conversation around the cartel. The interesting thing about the cartel, which has fallen back into favour in the light of the Premier League, Nottingham Forest stand, most importantly, and amongst this Everton. The interesting thing about the cartel is who's in the cartel appears to have moved around a little bit for a long time. Manchester City were adamant they were not in the cartel. But the new definition of the cartel has Manchester City in them, which I think has put some Manchester City supporters' noses out of joint because they want to see themselves as the upstarts battling the Premier League power. But Everton are very, very clear they are not the Premier League power. That is the six, the slight six that went to do the Super League. Ken, are you a member of the cartel?
Well, there's only six teams in it, which seems like a bad calculation by the six teams involved, seeing as I think you need seven to block any motion that the Premier League, or you need 14 votes to sort of carry things through. You need seven to have a kind of a blocking,
yep,
a blocking vote. So six isn't really enough.
Do we think this is a bad cartel? Do we think the cartel needs to be working harder?
Well, it seems like they've got exactly the wrong number of teams in it. If you're going to have six, you might as well have seven. And if you're not going to have seven, then why are you inviting Spurs? You know, it just seems as though six is both too much and not enough. The cartel, the first time I think I saw it being used a lot in relation to the Premier League was by Man City fans. So, and Man City are in this cartel now. I mean, it was City who you know, over the years, I think their fans or sections of their fan base has raged about this cartel, which I assume didn't include them, for which everything was being, you know, everything had been designed for the benefit of this self-perpetuating elite, you know, namely the financial fair play or profit and sustainability rules, all the rules that said City weren't allowed to do all the stuff they're charged with having done. And so that was the way the cartel kept itself in business, by sort of strapping down all of the potential challengers with red tape. But yeah, this is obviously other fan bases have now taken that up and run with it. I mean, it's very, you know, it's very off the moment, like the just the notion of a kind of an insider elite running everything for their benefit. You know, it's like that's just the way everybody thinks the world is now.